Right to Grill, House Republicans to Fight Gas Stove Bans with Freedom Act. By Peter Catalon, June 6, 2023. Republicans are to push a Freedom Act preventing the banning of gas stoves in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. An effort to prevent attempts to ban Americans from buying or using gas stoves will reportedly go underway in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, with Republicans to push the Gas Stove Protection and Freedom Act in the House of Representatives. The bill is reportedly a response to recent attempts by Democratic officials at both the state and federal levels to restrict the appliance, with New York having already banned the use of natural gas in new buildings. Democrats have reportedly justified the bans with reference to left-wing climate goals, as well as certain health risks posed by the cooking appliance, especially to children. However, according to a report by Reuters, Republicans are keen to mount a defense of gas stove cooking, which remains favored by many chefs and home cooks alike due to its relative versatility, as well as responsiveness compared to electric. The party is currently fielding two bills aimed at preventing bans, with the first Freedom Act aimed at preventing the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission from labeling gas stoves as a hazardous product, as well as from taking other steps to prohibit their sale. The second proposal, the Save Our Gas Stoves Act, would prevent the Department of Energy from making regulations either banning or restricting gas stoves based on their environmental impact. This is due in front of the House on Wednesday. The White House wants to limit your ability to purchase and use gas stoves, House Rules Committee Chairman Tom Cole declared regarding the current war against the appliance. Democratic Representative Mary Gay Scanlon meanwhile alleged that the American government had no intention of banning gas stoves, despite recent moves to restrict the technology. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.